This week's parasha, parasha's Korach, where Korach and Dasan va'aviram and Chamishin v'Sayim Nesia Eidei Kriya Moyed, 250 other Gedolim came and argued and fought with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they told Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Klal Yisrael is Kulam Kedoshim, and who gave you the right to pick out Melucha for yourself and to make Aaron his brother the Kohen Gadol? And we know what happened. That Akaris Baruch Hu made a nes, and the ground opened up and swallowed up Dasan Aviram and Korach, and an Eish came in the Shemayim and burnt the 250 Nesia Eda who brought the Ketairis. Later on, the parasha says that Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Daber Bnei Yisrael V'kach Ve'itam Mata Mata LeBeisav. That means each one of the Shvatim took a stick and they put it into the Mishkan and they left in the Oil Moed L'Fnei Ha'Edus. And to see which one will sprout and grow shkedim, grow almonds, to see who Hashem picked as the Kohen Gadol. And Aruch Chaim Kodesh Reis speaks out that why do we need this? We already had the nes of the ground opening up. And we already had the Eish, the fireman of Shemayim, killing the 250 Nesia Eda. So why do you need this? So Aruch Chaim Kodesh says, because people thought that maybe that Einish came because he was fighting with Moshe. But still we're not sure that Moshe is right, that Aaron HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol. We need another proof. So they each one of the Shvatim took a mata, and they put it into the ground. Vayanach Moshe samato yisufnei Hashem ba'ol ha'edus. Moshe took it and put it into the Kohesh HaKadosh and put these 12 matas, these 12 sticks in the ol ha'edus. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayim Mocharos, Vayove Moshe ol ha'edus, v'nei parach mate Aaron beis Levi. Aaron's stick blossomed, by Yitzhi Parach, by Yitzhi Tzitz, by Moshkedim, and almonds came out. By Yitzhi Moshe has called Matas Bnei Hashem. Moshe Benah took out all the Matas of Bnei Hashem, al Kol Bnei Yisrael. By Yiru, they saw, by Yichu Ish Mateu. And they saw that who was the chosen one to be Kohen Gadol was Aaron HaKohen. But the question is, in the Pasuk, what was the point, by Yichu Ish Mateu? All the other 11 Shvatim that did not win, and they were not the chosen one, why did they take their sticks back home? What was the point of the sticks? Now, the Oznayim L'Taira asks his kash, and he says, Bishlam with Visam Rishonim, they wanted to bring it home to match it up to the wood they have at home to make sure this is their stick. Maybe there was some kind of conspiracy, and it's really not their stick that came out with nothing on it. But Pashup Shad was all from the same stick. They cut it 12 pieces, so they didn't have to bring it back home. Everyone knew that Aaron HaKohen, which said his name on it, he's the one who is the chosen one, and the other ones, it says their name on it, they're not the chosen one. So why would they bring a piece of dry wood back into their house? What was the point of safekeeping and saving this matter? So he says like this. He says, really, it's hard to understand what was the big taina of all the other Shvatim that on Shevet Levi and on Aaron HaKohen that they wanted to do the Avodah in the Mishkan. Isn't it not the easiest thing? We know that the Levim did not get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And where they get Parnassah from? They got Parnassah from Meiser. They were Aniyim, and they had to go collect money to get in order to have Parnassah. They had to go get the Trumas, the Meisers. That's how they got Parnassah. And they didn't get a Chelik, they didn't get a piece of real estate in Eretz Yisrael. So why would they want it? I don't say only wanted it in the Midbar where they had the Mon, but they knew it. This is a future, and the future is in Eretz Yisrael. The Levim don't get a Chelik. So why were they so passionate about getting the Chelik to be a Levi and to be a Kohen Gadol? So he says, Akarchach, all the Shvatim had a Cheshik, Lavoides Hashem, and they were willing to give up all the comforts of Olam Hazeh in order to serve Hashem in the highest possible way. And they were willing to take the Oini and the Tsar and not having land in order to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. And they really wanted that. And that's why they all gave in their mat and see maybe we could win and we could be the chosen one to be the ones who serve and do Avodas Hashem. And we serve in the Mishkan. And Lemaisa, they saw clearly that Mata Aroin was the one that blossomed and the almonds came out of it. And everyone saw clearly that Hashem picked Aaron HaKohen, the one to serve in front of him. And they were all brokenhearted. They really wanted it, even though it would be hard for them. But they knew that was the Iker. The Iker is Chayim Abba, not Chayisha. And they really wanted it. So they brought home those matas to remember and to show the family, this is really what we want. Not everyone's Zaycha to be the Kohen Gadol. But our will and our real desire is to serve Hashem in the highest way. It's not always our tafkid. Everyone has their own tafkid. Every Shevet has their own tafkid. But our desire is to have the ultimate tafkid, to serve Hashem even without the Gashmias. We don't care about the Gashmias. And this matter was a sign that that's what we really believe in. We really believe in Avodas Hashem. And like the Gemara says that by Yid, even the Machshava that he wants to do good is considered a mitzvah, even though he couldn't do it. But Machshava is enough. And that's why they brought home those matos, to remember always that their real Machshava was to be Levim and Kahanim Gedolim. We all want to be that. Not everyone's Zaycha. That's all what we really want. And that is the reason why the Pasuk says, Vayiru Vayichu Ish Matayu. A good Shabbos.